Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Joanna Brandy back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joanna is a longtime, actually an original member of our Brain Trust, and she's been with us now for over 8 years, and one of our top customer care experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of Winning at Customer Retention, 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and many other publications, and something under a million articles on customer care and putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. She is the customer care lady and our good friend. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for calling me an original rather than a long time. You know, I like that, the word original.
That sounds better to me. Okay, all right, now, I'm glad you brought that up, Joanna, because you know I love you, right?
I know you do, and you know to me.
You know
I think
I do.
It's wonderful.
Exactly. So, but having said all that, you know, it's a big. This is National Business Women's Week, okay? And I know you know that.
Yes, I do.
But why is it so important for women to for us to use the right words? Just for example, if I said to you long time instead of original, you like the sound of that better, whereas guys don't care. What is it about that? Help me out.
I'm not trying to be
controversial. Just help us out with that.
No, it's a wonderful question. I think I'm coming into the appreciation of the fact that women and men are wired differently.
Totally.
Now that we have all this wonderful brain science and the ability to use functional MRIs to look at how brains work, we really are learning a lot of different things. And I think it's very important to understand without the – I don't like the John Gray has some very popular books that say, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And I don't like the way that's been popularized because I think it only separates us further. Mm-hmm. To say that we're from two different planets, you know. I don't think we're from two different planets, but I do believe that the way that our brains are wired is slightly different, and the hormones that we produce in our bodies are obviously different. And there's been a startling discovery in the past, I'd say 2 or 3 years, stress researchers who have been, stress is at epidemic levels in this country, so there's a lot of money going into studying what causes stress, what stress does to our bodies, how to deal with stress. And one of the things that they have found out is that all of the early research on how your body reacted biochemically to a stressful event was done. All of the research was done on men. So we have believed all along that when you are under stress, the hormones that you're producing are the adrenalines and the cortisol compounds, and it's always going to put us into fight, flee, or faint. You know, those are the four options when you're in that stressful situation. But they are finding now, as they started, someone, a light bulb must have gone off and said, oh, you know, maybe women's bodies are different. And now they also test women, and what they found is that when a woman is under stress, she's very likely to produce a hormone called oxytocin. Mm-hmm. Which is a hormone that we produce after we give birth. Now, men produce it too, but not in the same quantities. And that is known as the tend and befriend hormone, mm-hmm. which is why very often a woman under stress will want to go and talk about it with someone else, want to help someone else, want to stop and see a friend, want to take a walk with a friend, because there's actually a biological basis for that.
Mm-hmm. To want to make a connection, whereas guys typically do the opposite.
Exactly.
We go into a cave.
And I, yes. You know, I've been out in Columbus, Ohio, doing CEO meetings. And I did my third day of CEO meeting, and the night before, the chairman of the meeting had taken me out to dinner with his wife, and it was very, very delightful. His wife is an emergency, she deals with people that are committing suicide and things like that, very stressful, high-end, you know, mental health stuff. And we were talking about, I said, boy, you know, at the end of the day, you two come home. And it must be challenging to have, you know, to process that at the end of the day.
Chill out a little bit.
Right, exactly. So we were talking about that, and I said to him, you know, I had a funny thing happen a few years ago. I was in a relationship with a man, a small business owner. So, of course, we were under our own degrees of stress, both of us being business owners. And we had an argument one day, and he turned around and he said to me, you know, I can't stand it. You're so much like a man. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, when I come home, and he wasn't living here, but he would, you know, be here several evenings a week, he'd come over. He said, when I come home and I'm telling you what's happening at the office, I just want you to listen, and you keep trying to fix things.
Sounds like he's being a woman.
I laughed so hard, I said, my goodness,
that is funny.
That's what I do for a living. You know, I'm a consultant, and you come home, and you tell me how creepy your customers were.
You are like that, though, Joanna, but let me tell you something. I've been the beneficiary of that, though. Because I have told you and I, you know, we commiserate and share ideas. I value your opinion very much, and so, you know, I've mentioned a couple of things to you, and you've nailed a solution immediately before.
Well, I think that's
that's what I love about you, Joanna.
I'm definitely solution oriented.
But are you typical of most women in that way?
I think women have a greater capacity because of the way we are trained. Brought up, I think women have a greater capacity for deeper listening.
And how does that manifest? How does that benefit you?
How does that benefit? Well, let's think about sales for a moment. Let's put this in a business perspective.
Right.
Women are responsible for over $13 trillion worth of commerce.
Now, wait a minute.
No,
that's the whole U.S. That's the whole U.S. economy.
It's larger. It's larger than the entire economy of Japan. Either we sell it or we buy it. Women have influence.
Okay, but it's not $13 trillion because that's the entire U.S. economy.
Well, okay,
so you
got to
come. You got to come back short of that.
All right, you know how I am with numbers.
It's about. You're right. It is about 70% of the U.S. economy, which works out to be about $8 trillion, not $13 trillion.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, $8 trillion. I was off by a couple of trills.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point being that we're responsible for several trillion dollars worth of purchasing power or influence over purchasing power, and the. I was at a conference with Tom Peters.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
And when we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Joanna, if you guys are in charge of all the money, how come it's not a woman's world? Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Joanna Brandy is our guest. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best. Somebody else who's one of the best is our guest this half hour, Joanna Brandy. She is the customer care coach. And Joanna, give us your website, please.
CustomerCareCoach.com.
How about that? Can we still sign up for the customer care coaching program?
Yes, and customer care coach is my 9-month long drip training program. We drip a little bit of training on you every week, and over a 9-month period of time, your culture begins to turn into a more customer caring, customer focused, and dare I say, customer loving culture.
You dare say that, and you can say that on this show. And folks, I encourage you to check that out. And you know, all the years you've heard me talk about all the training opportunities that are available to you online so your people don't have to leave. So your
Jim, we have a new one. We have a brand new one. It's called Monday Morning Motivation. It's $14.95 or something.
Wow.
And every Monday morning, you get a short insight, 2 sentences. I know you're working on a project now where you want to keep the content short and concise so it's easy. And this gives you a little customer insight, gives you some self-talk. So you know how to talk to yourself about the customer and gives you an idea-generating question to think about. It's a way to focus your attention all week long.
Ladies and gentlemen, getting to know the resource that Joanna Brandy is for the relationship between you and your customers could be the best investment of time and just a little bit of money that you've ever made. And if I've ever said anything to you that I'm sincere about, this is it. Get to know Joanna Brandy. Go to CustomerCareCoach.com. Joanna, this is National Business Women's Week, and we're talking a little bit about the differences between men and women. And so here's my question, Joanna. If you control 70-80% of the economy and most of a whole lot of other things that are really important to a lot of people, how come it's not a woman's world?
That's a really good question.
Is it a fair question?
Is it a fair question? You know, I think gradually it's becoming a more balanced world. I don't think it needs to be either a woman's world or a man's world.
But you have said that before, haven't you? It's a man's world, and I don't like it. I wish it weren't so much. Whatever.
I believe it still is, and let's face it, men have been out
there
in business longer than women. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, historically, if we look back, especially, you know, after World War II, women stayed home and produced babies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was almost patriotic. As I have read, women liked working while men were away at the war. Women enjoyed working.
Right.
But after World War II was over, women were asked to leave their jobs so men could take their jobs.
Okay, so now it's
and then they became, you know, full time.
I knew it was going to get back around to being our fault. But anyway, I'm just having a little fun.
Now,
with you.
I wasn't about blame.
Okay, let's get back to the marketplace, Joanna.
Let's get back to the marketplace, because here's what I believe. I heard Tom Peters speak a couple of years ago, that's where I thought I got the $13 trillion from.
Right.
He was talking about that. He said, you know, if women are such a powerful force, he didn't ask the question the same way you do. He said, then that begs the question, what do women want?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very funny.
Oh, that's,
you know, he runs
that,
around
that,
and
that is an age-old question.
That's an age-old question.
I've asked myself that many times.
He answered it. And what women want, truly, is relationship. Women are more relationship-oriented. So it behooves us to take a look at how is it in business we form relationships with women, not how do we sell something
right.
to them,
That's right.
but how do we build the kinds of relationships that women are looking for. Because quite frankly, as a women business owner, you know, while shopping for shoes may be fun, and while looking for a bargain at Lowman's on a suit may be fun, when it comes to my suppliers in business, I want long-term relationships. I want to know you're on my side. I want to know you're my partner. I don't want to shop
you
around for
vendors.
You want
to be able to trust me.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, every
and
conversation
Joanna,
you and I have always ends at the same place. It's all about trust.
Yes, it is. And you know, Joanna, women have a much higher. They seek security on a much higher level and more intensely than men do. I think men don't security is not, it's not that it's not important. It's just not as much on our mind as I think women it is on women's mind. And
well, perhaps.
But here's my point. When I talk about I think that incorporates relationships like marketplace relationships. The trust that we can give women customers, that we can give our employees that are women, that we can give our vendor partners and our alliance partners who are women, the trust that we can give them gives them that level of security, doesn't it? That's what trust is.
Well, that's so we can move on and do something else, because when I know I can count on you, you're one less thing that I have to think about or worry about, and so I can turn my attention to taking better care of my employees or working in the community or incorporating a full life as an active parent. Even though the you know, things have shifted throughout the years, it's still typically a woman that is responsible for the household and the children, although that is changing.
Yep.
But if you look at the percentage of time, women tend to have a bit more responsibility, and whether they take it on or whether it's
you always
them,
say
I don't
things
know.
Like that at the end of the segment where I can't argue with you. But Joanna, the thing is that's the good news for small business owners is, as we wrap up our visit here, the good news for small business is that kind of trust prevents customers from looking around for other people to do business
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joanna, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Great to talk to you.
See
again,
you next
Jim.
Time. CustomerCareCoach.com. That's Joanna's website. She'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back on the other side of the news with Sheree Carter Scott. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.